Hello and welcome to UC Today. My name is Kieran Devlin and today's session is Shaping the Future of Hospitality and Hotel Communications. I'm delighted to be joined by Tawna Tang, Country Manager at Yeastar, and Roy Stevenson, VTech and SNOM Brand Manager at Trust Distribution. Tawna, Roy, thanks for joining us.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Before we explore exactly what the future of hotel communications are going to look like, Roy and Tawna, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself and the work you do for both companies?
Sure. Trust has been the master distributor of VTech's hotel phone range since the beginning of 2017. VTech is the brand of choice among hotel groups, both the major ones and independent. We have a small team who build and customise the phones per hotel on a project-by-project basis. And we've got customers now in almost every European country and a few beyond that too. And in 2016-17, VTech acquired SNOM. So we've also got a range of very respected business SIP phones that we work with as well.
Thank you, Roy. Hi, this is Tawna, and I work for Yeastar. Yeastar is a leading provider of innovative communication solutions. We specialize in the unified communications and VoIP technology. We offer the on-prem PBX with gateway software PBX and cloud PBX. And my primary responsibility will be to oversee and manage all the operations within the United Kingdom and Ireland. I'll be responsible for driving the business growth, achieving the financial targets, and ensuring the overall success of Yeastar's operations in this region.
Perfect. And beginning with you, Roy, could you please give us a bit of a general market overview before we expand to the types of communications challenges that faces hotels today?
Yeah, of course. Well, within hospitality, we subscribe to get some updates from a market intelligence agency. They're all the time looking over developments that are taking place right away around the world. I can say at the moment that from what I've seen from them within the UK, there's almost 400 hotels that are in development, going through the planning, the construction phase right now. And that totals something around 50,000 bedrooms there or thereabouts. Also in Ireland as well, about 60 hotels with about 8,000 bedrooms. So the market is particularly buoyant at the moment. Of course, during COVID 2020, early 21, investment slowed down, things took a bit of a hit. But really, since the second half of 2021, we've seen business coming back, confidence returning, and we're now doing more than we've ever done. And the first quarter of the financial year that we're in, we're looking at about 15% growth on last year as well. So things are looking really great right now.
And moving on to the key communication challenges, Tawna, can you please give us some detail about what these exactly are that are facing hotels today?
Yeah, for the hotels, they are increasingly leveraging their technology to upgrade their telephony systems. And one of the big reasons is that the PSTN and ISDN will be phased out in 2025. So their primary challenge, I would say, is to adopt a cost-effective solution to modernize the old hotel telephony systems with analog phones, the legacy PBX, and the physical lines. And the Yeastar solutions will enable these hotels to retain their current equipment and while they're modernizing their communication infrastructure. Another key challenge, I would say, is the guest satisfaction through omni communications. You know, right now there are so many guests, they would prefer the personalized and consistent communication. To achieve this target, then we can tailor our system to support those hotel customers. And we support the WhatsApp and SMS integration to facilitate the real-time feedback. And Facebook Messengers and additional communication channels will be coming soon, very soon this year. So our building features such as the message queue and call centers empower those hotels to deliver the supreme communication experience and also balance their internal agents' workloads. So we were saying that balance their workloads. This is also a part of the operations efficiency, which I would say is another challenge. So integrating the hotel communication systems with the third-party solutions like the PMS, CRM, SIP phones, and access control systems is critical and essential. And this integration will streamline the process, reduce costs, and minimize those human errors.
And Roy, moving back to yourself, you know, you alluded earlier to the tens of thousands of guest room telephones that are in the process of being introduced. And it's quite a curious, you know, state of the industry, cultural question about guest telephones, given how far advanced we've gone with smartphones, with, you know, with the PSTN switch off approaching. What is their future, and what drives hotels to choose particular guest telephones?
Yeah, sure. A lot of it within the larger hotel groups comes down to a brand standard requirement. So, especially in the higher end 4 or 5 star hotels, it's a must that's dictated by the hotel brand. Sometimes more than one phone in every room as well. Beyond that, anything that goes into the bedroom needs to look and feel right. So we need to have solutions that will match the decor, the colour of the walls, and so on and so forth. Beyond that as well, what we find, especially in the UK, Western Europe as a whole, one big consideration that a lot of hotels have is the infrastructure, because frequently we see buildings where the cabling was put in. It could be 60, 80, even, you know, going on for 100 years ago. Unless they're going to close down the hotel, or at least sections of the hotel, very often they find that they're looking at reusing the existing infrastructure that's there. We have within the VTEC range analog as well as SIP phones that look exactly the same from the outside, so where the guest doesn't see any difference. And we've even got a range now of hotels that of phones that are Wi-Fi clients, so for an installer who needs to use SIP, if there's electrical power available where they need to place the phone, then they can certainly take advantage of that. But you're right, a lot of people ask me, and I'm asked this so frequently, surely this is a dying market, people aren't putting phones in hotel bedrooms anymore. And we've got to be aware that hotel developers are asking themselves this question a lot. What I'd say is, number one, it's peace of mind for guests, and they know that in the case of an emergency, if the mobile signal, if the Wi-Fi signal is poor, they've still got a means of communication to the outside world. And for the more savvy hoteliers as well, if they've got revenue generating sections within the hotel, that could be a spa where you might book a treatment, or just the restaurant where you're going to book a table for the evening. If there's a single button that's been labeled and programmed on the phone, it's number one, reminding the guest that that facility is there, and number two, making it very easy. Just pick up the handset, push one button, and you've made your booking. So there's definitely almost an advertising function to the phone as well. And then one final thing that maybe you don't think of as a guest, housekeeping staff very often, as they're making their way around and making up bedrooms, will pick up the phone and enter a short dial code, which reports back to the PMS that the room is clean or available to let again, or perhaps on some bad occasions that there's a maintenance issue within the room. And it's really good to know that Yaystar PBXs work absolutely fine with this, and we'll pass the information through to a load of different PMS as well. So there is actually a functional day-to-day use for that phone as well. So I still think that it's pretty good in the long term. How long? I don't know, but years and years and years, if not decades.
And staying with yourself, Roy, you know, we've discussed bedrooms specifically, but surely hotels need more than just phones for bedrooms, right? Obviously, there's reception and probably a whole other load of use cases that the lay person might not know about.
Of course, of course. And going back to the safety and security angle, something helpful for staff as well, very often hotels will put a phone on a wall near a lift, on every corridor, on every floor. So there's those lobby and public access phones that go around everywhere, but then in a business sort of a hotel, meeting rooms, and then all the admin staff, there's desk-based staff, a lot of mobile staff as well, porters, housekeeping, managers, and so on and so forth, who spend their entire day on their feet moving around. But it's vital that they're contactable at any time as well. So there are a lot of options, especially for those mobile staff. I know Yastar have got a great app, Linkus, so you can have a bring your own device solution there. There's Wi-Fi phones, there's DECT phones, there's all manner of ways for that. And certainly, yes, at reception, you tend to see one or two big phones with a lot of buttons, so that when a guest walks up to the front desk, the receptionist can see exactly who's available, who's busy at any given moment, and just deliver that top level of service. So again, yeah, a big opportunity for resellers there.
And Tona, how do independent hotels and large chains differ in their communication needs? Are these significant differences, or do they have a lot more in common than you might think?
Well, for us, we would find the difference so that we could offer the diversified portfolios to really satisfy their needs. So these hotels, they vary in size, complexity, and the level of their investment in the communication telephony systems. Independent hotels, typically they are smaller and they have limited facilities. They often rely on the basic telephony features. So Yastar, we offer the appliance PBX, gateways combined with VTech guest phones to satisfy those independent hotels. So if they don't use the PMS at all, some hotels, they really don't. And then the Yastar, we have our hotel application, and this is a very reliable alternative to the PMS for these hotels. On the other hand, the large hotel chains, their needs are quite different. They manage their multiple properties in different locations. The central management and the remote management are very important for them. So if for a large hotel chain, so we may say they have their own IT team, they would like to have the remote access to all those franchise or direct hotels. So Yastar, we offer the centralized management platform to deploy and monitor those remote communication devices.
Perfect. And one final question before I let you both go, staying with yourself, Tona, what would you say are the key benefits of Yastar's hotel products and services?
Well, we have a lot of the key benefits. So if you want me to choose only one feature, I would just say that's the YCM. It's the Yastar Central Management. It's a centralized communication platform. So in this platform, the IT people, they can use it to monitor, deploy, and manage all the Yastar products, including the hardware devices like the hardware PBX or the gateways, and they can manage their software PBX, they can manage the cloud PBX. It's a user-friendly administration process, and the IT team, they can create, deploy, they can upgrade in a very easy way. We have the provisioning template. They can use this template to provision all their PBX in no time. And we also support the auto-provisioning of the IP phones, like the VTech guest phones. It's a really brilliant feature to deploy hundreds of IP phones in no time. You know, for the large hotels, for each hotel, they have so many rooms. So, and they will get more IP phones, as we mentioned before. So this feature will be very, very helpful to remove the administration hassles. And the second I would recommend is our efficient PMS integration. So Yastar, we supported a direct PMS integration with Oracle Opera and Microsoft Fidelio, and we can also customize their integration by using the third-party PMS middleware or the open APIs. And another feature I would highly recommend is the emergency feature. So in the hotels, there are so many people and they have so many data to protect. So they can choose a hot standby setup to minimize the downtime in the event of the system failure. And the built-in emergency call and broadcasting, or the alarm feature built in the ESR PBX will allow those hotels to deliver the quick critical information to all rooms at one time. So ESR, we comply with industry regulations and we protect the sensitive information. So for those hotels, they care about data security. They care about the guest information security. They can bear with us. We will prioritize the security and the privacy of their customers' data.
Perfect. Well, I think that's a very encouraging way to end today's call. But it's been a really good session. So thank you, Tona and Roy, for being here.
It's a pleasure.
You're welcome. It's a great pleasure meeting you.
Absolutely. Likewise. And if you enjoyed this video, please give us a like and share on social media. And we'll see you next time. I've been Kieran Devlin of UC Today. Thanks for watching.